11.4. How would you like your newspaper, sir? 1. Jacob.
One thing I'd never dream of reading a print version of nowadays is newspapers. They look so old-fashioned to me when I see them on the newsstand at the rail station every morning. These great big piles of paper you have to fold up and carry around with you. And then you have to find somewhere to throw them away when you've finished with them. Madness. I love reading my news online on a tablet. I read it on the train on the way to work and in my lunch break. I read The Guardian, and it's beautifully designed digitally. I also love reading the comment threads after the articles. You sometimes learn more from them than you do from the articles. They're not always a great read, though. Some people write such miserable things on them, always moaning about everything.
2. Karen.
I did a landscape design course at college, and computers were already the big thing then. So we did most of our projects using the software you can get for it. You can drag and drop different plants and trees and garden features onto your design, and then move them around and change their size as well. It is cool, but we had to draw some designs by hand just to show we could do it. And I realised that, even though I'm not the world's greatest drawer, I enjoyed doing it that way. So now I always start off drawing my projects by hand. It just feels more real. And if you're a gardener, which I was for a long time, you kind of like things being real, you know, down to earth. Trouble is, I usually do have to transfer what I've done on paper onto a software program to send to my clients. I don't think they'd be impressed with my drawings.
3. Luke.
I like having my music digital and streaming it. It's brilliant that you can log on wherever you are and play your music. I like streaming films too. It was a bore having to rent DVDs or buy them and have them sitting around when you're never going to watch them again. But the time it really bothers me when things are digital is when it comes to giving gifts. It's a bit rubbish at Christmas or on birthdays when you just give someone a piece of paper telling them you've bought them something they can download. You want to give them something solid, a gift they can hold and see the shape of and wonder what it is. I like wrapping them up really nicely too. And it's nice to see them looking at the gift when they open it. Unless they don't like it, of course. And it is harder to change something when it's real.
4. Emily.
I was pretty nervous about trying online dating at my age, but it's so much easier than those old-fashioned Lonely Hearts columns in newspapers. I used those a bit when I was young, but you never really knew who you were dealing with. Now you can find out so much about someone before you decide whether you want to meet them. And also, chat online for a while before you make the decision. And the site I belong to offers great activities that you can do with people who share your interests. It's not just about meeting in bars, which I hate. It's such an easy way to meet new people, even if it doesn't end in romance. The thing I would like to bring back from the old days is old-fashioned love letters, though. Texts and emails can't match those.
5. Charlie.
I like playing games on my tablet and chatting with friends online. And I like reading stuff on the internet. We sometimes have to do that for homework. But when I'm reading for fun, I prefer proper books. It feels more special reading a book, especially when they have pictures in. The pictures aren't as big on a tablet. I like Roald Dahl stories best. I love reading them in bed at night. It's not so easy with a tablet. My other favourite thing is doing jigsaws. I've just done a 500-piece one I got for my birthday. can do them online as well, and it's fun, but it's better with a real jigsaw. I like sorting all the pieces out into different shapes, but I don't like it when there's a piece missing.
6. Holly.
I can seem a bit old-fashioned when it comes to technology. Of course, I use a computer all the time at work, but I am one of those people who disapproves of everyone always being on their phones. But there's one gadget I absolutely adore, the sat-nav. It's a lifesaver for me. I'm hopeless at finding my way around when I'm driving, and it used to be a nightmare using a map, trying to work out where you are when other drivers are beeping and shouting at you for going so slow. You still see those books of maps at petrol stations. I can't believe that people still use them. I mean, who on earth buys them? Now I have Derek, that's what I call my sat-nav man, telling me when to turn. I like the calm way it gives directions. Derek never gets angry with me. But it can sometimes feel a bit dangerous if I stare at the sat-nav too long, though. I forget that that's not the real road. It's the one out of the window.